What is going on, everybody? I'm Sife.
Gina.
And welcome to another episode, highlight episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. We did tell you guys on last week's episode that we are out this week during Turkey Weekend, Turkey Week.
Gobble, gobble.
So hopefully everybody is enjoying their Turkey Weekend right now. Gobble, gobble. Hopefully everybody's enjoying their Turkey Weekend with family, friends, and loved ones. Hopefully you got them leftovers on deck, turkey sandwiches for days.
Days and days, baby.
Hell yeah. I'm making turkey all kind of shit like, what's his name? Benjamin Buford Blue. People call me Bubba. He had all kind of shrimp recipes. I got all kind of turkey recipes for your ass. So if you want to stay tuned in on that, check out our social media at Interracial Odd Couple Podcast with underscores under each word on Instagram. You can also reach out to us in our other social media outlets that are listed in the description. So instead of leaving everybody hanging this weekend, this week, whenever you guys are listening to this, we have compiled a highlight episode of everything that we've talked about, some of the funny things and funny moments on our podcast from the beginning of this year till July. Into July when we took our midsummer break. So hopefully everybody enjoys these highlights. I know one of my favorite ones is definitely on here when Gina talks about this ant movie that she made up in her head out in her backyard garden.
I didn't make it up. I watched the damn shit.
That's definitely one of, I will pay somebody.
Live in action.
I will pay somebody to animate that clip of you explaining that ant epic battle that is highlighted in this episode. I would pay somebody for that. So if you want to do that, reach out to us in our description. And if you want to animate that, that is hilarious. But hopefully everybody enjoys these highlights. Hopefully you're having a great turkey weekend right now. And hopefully you're staying what?
I'm letting you doing all the talking.
Stay what?
High and right.
High and right?
Yeah.
Especially after that stuffing hits you right in the good spot, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
We'll get there.
You making some stuffing?
Out of the box. Just
kidding. All right, everybody. Have a great, safe weekend. Please be cautious. Also, please be cognizant of your family, friends, and loved ones. If you are out there in the midst of the pandemic right now and you're around some of your older relatives and friends, just be careful. Maintain social distancing. Wash your hands. Wear a mask if need be. And just be safe this weekend or this week whenever you guys are tuned in to us. We appreciate every single one of you guys and have a good time. And we will give you a recap next week.
Bye.
Deuces. And you know, crazy. So he's just cross-wiring everything, and we've been watching him on this decline for the last 8 years, mentally.
It's crazy.
And that's why you've been scared, and that's why you've been nervous. Like, man, I walk into a room and forget what the fuck I'm doing.
Right? I'm panic.
I do it too. I'm like, shit, that's normal. Shit, we getting older. What the fuck?
I start the water on the washer and then get an idea in my head. Don't even touch the soap and turn around and walk away.
Oh, fuck, man. You did.
And don't
that
even
bad?
Know. And then just stop in the middle of the kitchen and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Am
I'm like,
doing?
I just forgot something. Oh, add soap to the wash machine?
I was over there. Why am I not still over there? Because I still have to complete that task.
Oh, man.
Like, what the fuck?
At least you still haven't failed your car keys in the fucking refrigerator yet, so you don't.
They're almost getting there.
They've been on the counter for the last 2 days.
Right? And I've never done that.
And in the door.
And oh, in the shit. Door. See, and I've never done that.
I'm like, man, that's what had me alarmed. Because see? I came home from work, ladies and gentlemen. I came home from work and I was like, how bad did you have to pee when you got home?
And just naiveness is just through the fucking roof.
Naivete is crazy.
I mean, I see where my mother gets it from.
Damn. Shots fired.
Wow.
Y'all can relate out there.
I will talk shit about both my parents because they are fucking idiots.
I I'm like, she said, damn everything else. She left everything, but she wanted to carry the damn cotton candy. I'm like, where are we at, Joyland?
Everybody else beer and shit, and yeah, cotton candy.
I got my beer in my hand. She got her cotton candy. Like, I'd be damned to leave this. I dare a bitch to steal my cotton candy.
Right.
That's bullshit. I know it probably looked fucked up. Like, damn, he's one of three black people at this whole concert with a white woman carrying cotton. Some bullshit. Can't hug nobody, can't dap them, can't give them a kiss on the cheek.
No, just say much love.
Did you really just beat your titty and say much love?
Yeah.
Come on, woman. What the hell?
That's how you do it.
Yeah, that's how I did it when I met you, and that didn't work. Did it.
Well, you said I love you first, which shocked me.
No, I didn't.
And then you tried to say...
That's a lie.
I mean...
That's a complete lie.
I mean, you know when people say much love.
Why you...
I got love for you. And then you try to take my hand to dap you. And I'm like, okay.
Is that how I talk?
Well, then that's cool. I got much love for you,
too. Is that my gestures, too? Is that how I talk? And that's my gestures?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, you know. Yeah. I got... Love for you and shit. Is that what I do?
Yeah.
Is that what I do?
Yeah.
You're such a liar. No, that ain't no Game of War. You was playing, what was that goofy ass shit? World of Warcraft?
Oh, yeah, World of Warcraft. That's what it's called.
Okay, yeah.
I was trying to think. I was like, that doesn't sound right, but I'm just going to keep going so it's not, I don't want to fucking fuck it up.
And okay. Fuck that. I'm going to throw this out there real quick, too, because when me and Gina was dating, she was like, I need to go on a raid. I was like, a raid? I was like, you going on a raid? What kind of crazy white bitch are you? What the fuck are you talking about, a rave? I was like, well, I want to go. They got shrooms?
I'm Gina.
And welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. Season 4, episode what, woman? Oh, shit. The most professional, unprofessional motherfuckers in the history of podcasting.
Yeah, okay.
Why are you throwing shit?
Because I was getting up to beat you, remember? The fuck is this shit around me?
Have a great weekend, everybody.
What the fuck?
Since last week, we began the episode... And I did say that we were going to continue to do every episode from here on out on dedicating each episode in the beginning. You wanted to do it at the end. Now that you have plenty of time to think about it.
I didn't have no time to think about it.
Who you
want to
dedicate
this episode to? I don't want to dedicate this episode to fucking nobody. This is a trash episode. What the fuck you thinking? Nope. You wrong.
What else you been seeing going on out here in the world that's messed up that you think white people is fucking up at? The professions, whether you're emergency medical service, EMS, you know, all the above.
I mean, cashiers,
retail. Yeah, retail, especially retail.
Right,
man.
And left, like it's their fault. There's no goddamn toilet paper. It's not their fucking fault.
Fuck Becky. Becky sucks. If Becky wants to yell at you while you're in the veggie aisle because you had a slip up of a cough while she licks her fingers to open up the bag to put her asparagus in it, fuck Becky.
Right.
Dead ass. Fuck her and fuck everybody else, man.
You know how many people I saw lick their fingers before they open up a bag?
It happens
Saturday.
All the time. And I've been saying that for years. There's no way in hell I do that shit. People licking their fucking fingers just to open up the bags to put their vegetables in. And it ain't that many people in the vegetable aisle, by the way. Get your shit together, America. This should be more of a wake-up call than a fucking virus.
Right.
Because he'll say some shit like that to you. But on the flip side, in public, he'll say, well, she's my daughter. She knows what she's doing. She's right. not stupid. She's the best thing ever. In that voice.
Yeah, really.
Literally in this voice. She's the best thing ever. You're probably one of those that overreacted, stupid, and bought all the damn toilet paper. And I go out all the time, 5-6 times a day, just to buy my snacks and my Paul Mall.
You don't get no Paul Malls. What the fuck? You weirdo.
Got my pack of Paul Malls. You stupid millennials believe everything. Everybody's just overreacting, even though I wear my Make America Make Sense Again hat every day.
And you'll be talking to him the whole time.
Right?
Because you will talk to him.
Yeah.
I've seen you talk to a mannequin. I'm sliding.
Right? I'm sitting there talking. I talked to Toby. That's why Toby was so excited to see me today.
She know how to talk to something stiff. She knows
yeah,
how to
talk
to stuff.
Yeah, I do.
She knows
I can make everything work. Did
y'all catch that shit, man?
She know how. She know how. Pants on the ground.
Man, pants
on the ground. We can see you coop. With your pants on the ground.
Man.
I told you before.
What?
I would like to know how people are handling their side chicks.
Oh, yeah. We had a funny fucking discussion about this a couple of nights ago. The side bitches is going through it right now.
Right?
Going through it. Oh, man, shout out to the side bitches, man. I don't judge, man. I understand, man. Some of y'all came through clutch back in the day.
And the cashier lady. Because I wiped off. I'm sorry. I'm going to protect us. No matter what,
oh my
I will protect
man.
Us.
We was in the grocery store, and she had her own wipes, even though the grocery stores here in Kansas actually provide wipes for you to wipe down everything, especially the grocery carts when you walk in.
I don't care. I'm holding my wipe.
Yeah, she had her wipe.
Yep, I hold it throughout the store. I do not touch anything in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I do touch, I take. Whether I wanted it or not, it's in the cart. I don't think I wanted these candies, but I tested it. They're mine now.
Uh-huh.
So I go through. There's no, you know, they did not clean the credit card machine after the first one.
Yeah, the debit and credit.
So you go and touch it, which pissed me off.
To enter
I'm
your
like,
pen.
Don't touch that fucking shit.
Yeah.
I wipe it off. She said, that messes up our machine. Oh, your $500 machine is not worth my life. You can kiss my fucking ass. That's why your dealing people are getting sick. You idiots.
Talk about it.
I'm like, fuck your machine.
Yeah, they be putting up
kiss
plate.
Kiss my fucking ass.
Putting up plate glass everywhere, too.
But you don't want to clean a fucking machine that every single person touches because they have to put their phone number in. What the fuck?
Or their phone number or their, you know, ID.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah, PIN number. You got to do all the above.
Don't tell me my little fucking wipe is going to screw up your machine. No, it's not.
Honey, you were sitting there hitting all the buttons. That shit was going.
No, it was not.
It was funny as hell.
It was not.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
What was
I wasn't.
It doing then?
I ain't fucking death. It wasn't doing nothing. I do it every fucking time I go in that store. Don't fucking tell me that machine doesn't need to be cleaned. That machine needs to be clean. You're not cleaning it. I watched three people walk through there and not one of you cleaned that fucking thing. Then you want me to touch it? I'm sorry, I'm not bringing that shit home.
Have you seen anybody lick their fingers to open up the bag yet in the veggie aisle?
I don't care. I'm not watching them. I'm making sure I don't touch them.
So how have you been dealing with this quarantine?
Making sure people stay away from me. And I don't touch anything.
And I took my dad to his physical therapy appointment last week, and we ended up going to the store, the grocery store, because he needed some Sprite to go with his liquor. to go with his liquor. And we saw a dude walk into the store with his mask off. He wasn't wearing a mask, right? And Dad just started going in. Because I made the observation, and we both got to start talking shit about it. I was like, damn. And I was like, yeah, he must be miserable. And yeah, my dad was like, that motherfucker has to be thinking, please kill me now. This bitch ain't been at work. I'm trying to catch this shit. And I was like, why don't he just stab himself and send himself to the fucking hospital then? That's a sure fucking way to get it. Yeah, it's crazy. And here's the funny part. While we was walking into the store, my dad, if you guys are new listeners to the Interracial Odd Couple podcast, we definitely appreciate it. He just had a total knee replacement earlier this year before the coronavirus took over the world. And so getting to his physical therapy appointments and him also being laid off from his occupation right now has been kind of a struggle for him. And so while this pandemic is going on, it's like, damn, man, he's been pissed off talking about, damn, son, I can't move around. I can't do shit right now. And I'm like, Dad, that's the best fucking thing you can do right now, because you ain't supposed to be out there moving around and getting yourself, you know, exposed to stuff and contracting that shit. But yeah, anyway, it was kind of funny because right before we went to the store to get the Sprite for his liquor, mm-hmm. we went to the liquor store, obviously. And, you know, walked in with his cane, and they was laughing at him, and he was cracking jokes about that shit, too, thinking it was funny because he's walking in with his cane right now. And then neither one of us was thinking about it because we was giggling and talking our shit like we normally do. We get over to the store, and we walk into the store, and Dad was like, wait a minute, where's my cane? And I got to look, and I was like, well, it ain't in the truck. Did you leave it at the fucking liquor store? He said, damn, I sure the fuck did leave it at. Well, let's go ahead and finish this anyway. Oh, goodness. And now he has a new name for his cane.
What's that?
Wilson! Wilson, oh my God, Wilson! Oh, no! And we've also been dealing with a pesky pest.
Yeah.
Man, that motherfucker ate one of the mullein plants. It ate some of my fucking Brussels sprouts. So I've been doing everything I can. I bought an owl decoy. I put some damn rabbit and deer repellent out.
Right.
And I bought another fucking repeller that's supposed to be an ultrasonic solar powered.
Ding donger.
It's like I'm like that one annoying neighbor that's trying to kill that one fucking gopher. Right. Got water hoses stuck in the ground, all kind of shit. I'm gonna smoke that bitch out. I'm gonna do whatever I can. So I ordered a Johnny Five looking motherfucker, right. Short circuit looking motherfucker that's supposed to be arriving next week. I hope that works.
You're definitely taking this serious.
And I got me a Red Ryder BB gun.
I died.
That ain't funny, man. That it Red was. Ryder BB gun, man. I got them hollow point fucking pellets, too. Motherfucker, yeah. Crack your ass. See, we care about animals. It's not lethal. Fuck them rabbits.
Somebody can just put something in my head, and I'll be like, yep, that's it.
Yeah, come on, man.
Sure.
I didn't think I snagged her.
Yep, he's it.
That's fucked up. And then here you come up, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, looking like a snow bunny from heaven.
Don't ask me why.
It's a joke. Jesus.
I was not in the bright-eyed, bushy-tailed mood.
Look at you ski-sloping on me and shit. We don't see brothers like you around these here parts.
Poppy just gets himself in there after I get him up, and it's dinner time, you know, and he wills himself in there, and he's like, I want these three things, and you boil them, and then I can put salt and pepper on them, which...
For people that don't know, dinner. He's a stroke victim, so right. He's trying to explain what he's wanting for dinner.
So
he lost some of his speech and jumbles his words. And,
right. Yeah. So it's called a special word, but I can never remember the stupid word. So what he was saying is, you know, I want some hard-boiled eggs. Mm-hmm. So Nana's like, oh, well, that's not what I had on the menu, but, you know, whatever. And he's like, oh, well, do whatever, And then he's like, well, what did you want? She said, well, I wanted 3 hard eggs with salt and pepper on them. Mm. Me too. I was like, oh, shit.
Hell yeah. He knew what he was doing. He was smooth with that one. He was in the Easter spirit.
So hopefully they'll stop bumping their heads and actually get with the program.
Well, the thing is, Kyle is not as fatal.
Well, no,
Kyle's not the fatal one. It's Janae, really? Our daughter, that's the fatal one. He has his fatal moments, but not as bad as the other two.
You should see his drunk moments.
Oh, well, yeah. He gets super sentimental then.
Those drunk videos are horrible.
Why are you putting your son on blast?
I will put you on blast, little fucker. You go, and I'm sorry.
I'm serious.
That's hilarious. I can't think of why you're yelling at me.
Well, that's the beauty of a relationship, ain't it? Yeah. Hopefully, if you guys enjoyed last week's episode, which is also available on YouTube, we played a game of 2 Truths and 1 Lie, Opposites Edition.
No shit. Total fucking opposite of.
Opposites Edition. We was playing the same game from 2 Totally to Now. I have a confession to make. I did kind of troll her a little bit in this game.
You fucked me over.
So if you guys want to check that out, you can check it out on YouTube under ILC Couples Games. You could type in Cypher Omni TV, and it's also on our Instagram page, an Interracial Odd Couple Podcast with underscores in between each word.
It was the point that, you know, if you're not talking to your kids and telling them and saying, hey, you know, you got boobies happening. So once these boobies happen, this is going to happen next. Mm-hmm. Or, you know,
this is what you're going to have to start wearing. This is what you can't
the
do.
The boys, yeah, starting having a smell to them. Okay, you know what's going to happen after that smell.
Pheromones.
Those pheromone smells, when they go outside and come back in, and it's starting to get stronger and stronger and stronger, they're going to start getting a little pecker going on. You're going to have to talk about these things.
Yeah, but you do.
Or the little boy ends up jacking off on your couch in your mother's house and gets caught.
Or in
socks.
That's
what happens.
In socks. Mom hated doing the laundry while they was in high school.
You're calling babe saying, yeah, Caleb got caught. You want to talk to him about it?
I wouldn't even go bring that up.
It's just
but you
talking.
Gotta have these, yeah, I mean, but you gotta have these conversations with your kids, man. Don't expect them to just magically know once they hit a certain age what to do, because that's not how it works, man.
By the way, after Caleb got caught for Christmas, he did get a little soap dispenser.
Yeah, we got a soap dispenser for him for his Christmas gift. It's a lotion dispenser.
Oh, he died.
I told him, I said, man, Jergens. Or put the baby oil in the microwave for like 5 seconds. Take it out. He was like, oh my God. You got to have fun with your kids too and make it lighthearted, because you don't want them to be embarrassed to the point where
they don't
you could
talk
break
about
their spirit
it.
And they don't want to communicate with you about what's going on in their lives. Because, you know, especially during their teenage stages, there's a lot of changes going on.
And
mentally, physically, emotionally, you know, you got to be able to communicate and talk to you, especially if you have a daughter. Jesus.
And don't think beatdowns are not a bad thing.
Yeah, it
They're
happens every now
and then.
Man, take care of your pops, people.
Yeah.
Children, take care of your pops, man. Look out for your dad. If my dad ain't doing nothing this Sunday, I'm going to the lake with him.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the lake with my dad, man. We're going to go to the lake and have us a good time and talk about dick pills and everything else.
What you need to do. They also help you with those stupid fucking little fucking worms. Whatever, or the fucking green bugs. The green wormy bugs.
Watch the epic battle.
I did. It was so fucking badass. I was like, I wish I was
quick
enough.
Kicking this worm's ass.
I was not quick enough to grab
the phone. Yeah.
And video this. It was so funny because on the big zucchini leaf, no, the okra leaf.
It was on the okra.
it's a huge sleeve, mm-hmm. and it started at the top.
If it ain't cut by now.
And the worm comes, or the, I don't know what they're called, I keep forgetting the name of them, the green shits. And it comes around from the bottom leaf to the top, and I see him squirming down, and all of a sudden I see this ant just charging him, and just bam, 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 all the way down to the bottom, and then he just... Yeah. Flings
this
down.
Is Sparta!
And I swear that ant just went. I don't know what that's called.
The ant flexed like that?
Yeah.
The ant did a Ronnie Coleman?
Yep.
Mr. Olympia?
And then.
Check it out, fellas.
Ant, and the other ant came down and see what's going on, high fived him, and they went back to work.
Is that what happened?
I was like. Bad. It was badass, telling you.
We need to go ahead and reach out to Disney, or who was it, Pixar? I can't remember which one it did. Well, there was two different companies that did ant movies, right?
I don't know.
Bug's Life or Ant's Life or some shit.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was a funny visual of what you just did. Go on, man. Yeah, man, we gonna get paid.
It was hilarious.
Especially after intercourse, you know, them joints get a little sore, knees and hips and...
Don't feel good.
That's when you know, like, hey, man, you can't do all that contortionist shit no more, bro. Shit, just about 10 years ago, man, we was getting busy. We was doing all kind of wild ass shit, man. I'd shit, pick her ass up and all kind of shit, man, at all different places. Legs and ankles, all kind of shit everywhere. Now, shit.
Yep.
Let's get it in while this commercial is going to be in there. Jesus. While this commercial's on, let's go ahead and get it in real quick. Roll over. Play dead. It don't matter. That horny goat weed. Fellas.
He'll tell you.
That shit works, fam. Yeah. Hey, man, it's just a part of the evolutionary process of growing older together, man. That's some bullshit. You want to get mad at me? And I was like, with all this talk about pickles and hot dogs, what are you actually trying to say? You'd want some dick or not? And if you guys seen our latest photos that we took of our shirts, nothing makes sense when we're apart. Nothing makes sense when we're together either. No.
Me, on the other hand.
What would you do?
My other first teachers.
What would you do? If we were hypothetically in an open relationship, what would you do? If I was messing with a chick, you allowed it, and then she turned around and put her business out in the street. Because obviously, there was just a discussion that had happened to end that shit. Mm-hmm. It's like, nah, that ain't what this is. You catching too many feelings, and we got to end this right now. That ain't how we doing it over here. And then she goes out there and puts our business all over social media stuff. How would you handle that situation? Publicly and behind closed doors.
Completely behind closed doors. Every bit of it.
You should see Gina's face. She ready to beat a bitch up.
I will.
No, seriously, besides
no,
that, how would you?
Seriously.
I know that is serious.
No, that's
seriously.
The only way.
I get it. That's it? You just go cut a bitch?
We got to teach a lesson. Got to learn it some way. Just keep your fucking mouth shut.
A lot of couples won't bring this aspect of it up that have podcasts or have their own, you know, social media platforms and stuff. Sometimes sitting down and recording once, twice a week is a good thing because remembering certain shit ain't always the easiest thing to do. It's true. It's true, but people won't be real about their relationships. Yo, listen, don't be fooled by a lot of these couples on social media. They always hee-hee and smiling and hi-hi. If you listen to our podcast, you know shit ain't always sweet. No relationship is always sweet. And if you see a lot of those couples, and I shouldn't say a lot, but when you see certain couples on any social media platform, you know the stress level that they're going through, especially during 2020 where they can't do nothing to generate that money, to generate them ad dollars, to tour around, take all these pictures and all these extravagant places and, oh, look at what my man's doing for me. Look at what my woman's doing for me. Yeah, shit's looking a little funky right now, don't it? You can't fake the funk in a relationship. That's why I love our podcast, and that's another reason why I started our podcast. Because, yes, we do enjoy things, and we take the time out to appreciate certain things, and we share some of those things with you guys. But we also share some of the shit that ain't so cute. Shit that ain't so cool. Maybe we may feel a certain way each week. Maybe our voices may come across a certain way. Because that's a real goddamn relationship.
So, yeah, Nana didn't want him to have it on. She's like, you can't have them on longer than 20 minutes, and you're going to have them on all night long, and that's not going to happen. I'm like, Jesus, okay, not happening, dude. So I'm like, okay.
If you turn into your grandmother, I swear it ain't going to go the way it's going over there.
Oh, no, she's not very kind.
Hey, you ain't either off the mic.
I am too.
Oh, please.
You just don't like how I say
ladies
things.
Ladies and gentlemen, I get picked on quite a bit. Don't let picked Gina fool you. Just because, yeah, that's why I said this podcast is therapeutic.
So he
you be talking
me
shit
first,
to me
okay?
all the time.
Because you started. I got to give it back. I can't dish it. I won't give it back.
See,
though.
This is a real relationship. See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you be full of shit, man.
Whatever. Hooked on phonics shit.
Oh, here you go. I was raised on Hooked on Phonics.
Yeah. Big
she's
words
been
to me don't mix.
She's been telling me that for 11 years. Hooked on Phonics. And the way she do spell some shit, I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, the last spelling bee I won was in the third grade, but it's still...
That's it, Hooked on Phonics.
And even I was like, wait a minute, what are you spelling right here?
Whatever I'm hearing.
So what did you think after hearing these highlights?
I giggled. A little.
You giggled. You definitely laughed at certain spots when it came to you. You sounded crazy, don't you?
I don't like it.
Well, hopefully everybody, you enjoyed this episode of Highlights. The second half of this year will definitely be at the end of this year. We still got to finish the year out. We have a few episodes left before we do our season finale of season 4, where we play another game. So be stooned.
Be stooned.
That should be a indicator.
Coming stooned.
But we do have a surprise for everybody at the end of the year for our end of the year roundup in our season finale of season 4.
Yeah.
So we have a few episodes left. Thank you for tuning into this highlight episode. The other highlights of the second half of this year will come at the end of the year as well. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
That's all?
Oh, what?
Nothing. Deuces.
Stay safe.
Deuces.